As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, September the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news that today. Hard facts, certainly. From time to time, we even get into the tools and solutions basket. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and all of our archives are neatly set up for you over at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold and silver this morning continue setting new highs as the U.S. dollar index falls. Of course, we're seeing a bit of a turnaround in the gold this morning. We'll track that as it happens. Green energy equals nuclear energy. Well, maybe we'll go into that a bit. Republicans scrambling for power and federal control. We'll go into that as well. Millennium development goals. We'll go back and visit with that a little bit. The gender benders and children. Common purpose. Of course, we'll take it wherever she'll go in a two-hour session. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Thursday, September the 30th, 2010. Today is the end of the federal fiscal year and the end of Q3, beginning Q4, fourth quarter. But we find gold this morning early at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading up $5.60 at $1,315.50 an ounce. $1,315.50 an ounce. We're seeing some sell-off happening right now. It's down around 1306. We'll see where it goes in the morning's trading. Silver was up 16 cents at 2206. Platinum was up $17 at 1663, and palladium up $3 at 570. So the precious metals market this morning at the 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time were all up and looking very strong. We'll see how they close out today. But today's a very important day financially, fiscally, etc. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,306.20 for a low, $1,316.90 for a high. There's about a $10 spread in there. But at $1,315.50, your gold was up $307.60 year to year for a 30.52% return on your investment. We'll be right back with much more market news and your calls.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Back again here on our Thursday, September the 30th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, closing out the third quarter of this year, the end of the fiscal year. All of the Hebrew fellows have gone off to the synagogue and got their Kol Nidre vow, so from now on the liars from the pits of Gehenna will be able to say whatever they want to say, take whatever oath they want to say. It's kind of like having the big King's X behind your back, but they're all back in the marketplace, and there's a lot of action going on in the marketplace this morning. But again, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The gold was up 560 at 13.1550, and as I mentioned going into the break, we've got a kind of a waterfall sell-off happening right now. It's down about 10 bucks. But the silver this morning was up 16 cents at 22.06. The platinum was up $17 at 1,663, and palladium continues to chart new highs. It's at $570 this morning, up $3 a troy ounce. So platinum or palladium is doing very, very well. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 1,306.20 for a low, $1,316.90 for a high. And again, your gold is up $307.60 year to year. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,311. It's going up and down. We'll see where it goes. Just keep your eyes on the Kitco charts throughout the broadcast. We'll maybe close higher or lower than that. The SPDR gold shares this morning appear to be unchanged overnight at 1,305.69 metric tons, valued on the street at $54.9 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 23 at 1,080, 10,835. The NASDAQ closed down 3 at 2,377. And the S&P 500 also closed down 3 at 1,145. This morning, crude oil, big jump in the crude oil, up $1.06 at $78.92 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index in trouble, going down, 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 like a kamikaze going to crash on board the deck here. But it's off 27 basis points this morning, exchanging at 78.51 in the global marketplace. The foreign exchange rates this morning mostly up as a result of that decline in the USDX. The Canadian loonie moves up strongly, up 0.84% or 84 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar up a penny from yesterday at 97 cents. The Mexican peso bumps down a little bit, losing 12 basis points. Now we're having to round up again to get to the 8-cent mark, but it still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. The euro, a strong move again. I don't know, all this nonsense about the decline in the euro recently. On the contrary, I'll confirm and share. The euro up 34 basis points at $1.37 U.S. The British pound continuing a strong drive upward, up 20 basis points. It exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.58. And the Swiss franc still strong and moving higher, up 45 basis points this morning. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03. So as that U.S. dollar continues to decline, of course, all of the all of our little trade-weighted basket of currencies here in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket that I've created that we follow on a daily basis, all of them are coming up as a result of the U.S. dollar index going down. And, of course, that's helping to buoy up and shore up the precious metals market as well. The bond market, bond yields, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but the price of the treasuries, you know, they keep going up a little and down a little, up a little, down a little, and that impacts the yield. You know, it's the way they like to say it. If it's my price, it can be your terms. If it's your terms, it can be my price. So as the yield on the bonds, the U.S. Treasuries continue to go down, the prices trickle up just a little bit. The 2-year yield this morning is 0.43%. The 10-year is at 2.50%. The 30 at 3.68%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.87% a month ago to 3.83% this morning. And the 30-year, curiously enough, bumps up a little bit, moving up from 4.36% a month ago to 4.43%. That's the first time in months that we've seen any change upward in the interest rate on the either the 15-year or the 30-year. Prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. And for those of you out there that are interested in the gold-to-silver ratio, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the gold-to-silver ratio was 59.62 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup, COMEX Gold notches another all-time high amid U.S. Weaker U.S. dollar and strong investor demand. This by Jim Wyckoff off the Kitco website. Gold COMEX prices are trading modestly higher Thursday morning and have scored another fresh all-time record high overnight at $1,316.20 an ounce. the basis of the most active December futures contract and a weaker U.S. dollar, fresh safe haven buying interest and a bullish technical posture of the market are combining to push gold prices farther north. Higher and higher she comes. December COMEX gold last traded up $4.80 an ounce at $1,315.10 an ounce. Spot gold was last quoted up 360 at $1,314. The U.S. dollar index hit a fresh 8.5-month low early Thursday as the greenback, I don't know why they call it that, I guess it's Lincoln's money, as the greenback continues to lose favor among investors around the world. The dollar index remains very weak technically. There are no early technical clues that the index is near a market bottom. And as long as the U.S. dollar index is in an overall price downward trend on the charts, you can look for gold prices to continue to trend sideways and to go higher with intermittent bouts of profit-taking pressure. And that's what we're seeing this morning, a little profit-taking pressure going on in the marketplace. Continuing, Thursday is the last trading day of the month of September and the last trading day of the quarter. We should also say it's also the last trading day of the federal year. My understanding is correct. The federal fiscal year ends today. There are some analysts presently predicting a market top is close at hand for the gold market because of all the media attention given the yellow metal recently. Commodity markets that do garner keener news, media attention, are generally in the final stages of a bull market run, blah, blah, blah. However, in gold's case, it can be correctly argued that gold has been in the media spotlight for months or longer. In 2008, gold prices started reaching new highs after a 28-year hiatus, yet gold prices have continued to trend higher. All right, so I wouldn't be too concerned. It's only been a while. And it was on this broadcast that we started reporting off of Bloomberg any news at all about gold. They just didn't want to recognize it, but it's been coming on stronger and stronger throughout all of the last decade. So you can forget that nonsense. Let's jump over here and pick this one up. Lots of news on the news this morning. This U.S. economic growth slows to 1.7% in Q2 by Ruth Mantel. Market Watch, U.S. economic growth slowed to an annual rate of 1.7% in the second quarter compared with 3.7% in the first quarter. You can see this huge decline. The Commerce Department said Thursday, reporting a slight upward revision to its prior second quarter estimate. The deceleration of real gross domestic product in the second quarter was due to a sharp acceleration in imports and a sharp deceleration in private inventory investment. Well, we'll be back with more of that right after this.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
So once again, we're looking at this article off of MarketWatch. U.S. economic growth slows to 1.7 in the second quarter. Again, previously, the government had estimated an annual growth rate of 1.6 for the second quarter. The change in the government's estimate is due upward revisions to inventory, investment, and consumer spending, which were offset in part by an upward revision to imports. Well, there's more to that one. Let's jump over here and take a look at it from the other side of the coin. Of course, we like to go into Econoday's website and get the actual material that they present from which most of these articles that we hear on Bloomberg and elsewhere are written. This is the GDP. It was came out this morning. The market consensus before the announcement. The gross domestic product, that's all the stuff, folks. That's all the stuff going in, going out. The gross domestic product growth for the second quarter in the August release was downgraded by the Commerce Department to 1.6% annualized rate from the advance estimate of a 2.4%. That's a huge miss. All right? Huge miss. The downward revision was primarily due to a higher net export deficit and a smaller gain in inventories. So the stores aren't buying as much as the other articles that we've read earlier in the week have been reporting, and we're seeing a considerable decline, if you will, in this GDP growth over the quarter. Partially offsetting were modest upward revisions to personal consumption, modest upward revisions, and non-residential fixed investment. Real estate real final sales to domestic purchasers were revised up to 4.3% from the initial estimate of 4.1%, which was not much of an upward revision, while final sales of domestic product, net exports included, revised down to 1%. From the advance figure of 1.3, the GDP index price index came in at a relatively strong 1.9% primarily due to the technical interaction of imports and exports. Price index for gross domestic purchasers was up only 1%. Not at all a good number. We'll see how the rest of that, you know, plays out throughout the day. Here's another one. Again, just right off of the Econoday website, these are things that the indicators that are coming out today, Thursday, that are going to influence not only the precious metals, but also the stock exchange and other news throughout the day. Jobless claims, new claims level, the actual comes in at 453. The consensus was 459. So they're claiming a little bit better jobless number here, but 453,000 is not a good number. You wouldn't know it from consumer confidence, the highlight reads, but the labor market appears to be recovering, not sinking. Yeah, but you wouldn't know it from the consumer confidence readings. Initial jobless claims fell for the fourth straight week, down 16,000 in September the 25th week to 453. The prior week was revised to 469,000. The four-week average is down for a fifth straight week at 458,000, which is down a convincing 30,000 from a month ago. Continuing claims have been no better than steady. Continuing claims fell 83,000 in data for September the 18th week to 4.457 million people still on unemployment, right? And that's if we can trust these numbers. The four-week average of 4.5727 million is slightly higher than the month-ago reading. Unemployment rate for insured workers edged one-tenth lower to 3.5%. The dip in initial claims points to an improvement for monthly employment data. But if that's an improvement, I'll eat your hat. Let's jump over here, pick up another one. These are all coming out today, corporate profits. As reported by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the after-tax profits year-to-year change is 38.7%. So while everybody else is taking it in the shorts, the corporations are booking big profits. Corporate profits, as reported by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the BEA, are summarized briefly as the income of organizations treated as corporations in the national income and products accounts. Now, you realize, of course, that that's your local county clerk's office. You realize that those are your judges, all of your circuit courts, all of this, you know, all of it. It's all known as the they're all organizations treated as corporations in the national income and product accounts. Every time somebody gets busted and goes to prison, all right? So the corporations are doing fairly well, 38.7% here. Continuing, the BEA reports several measures of profits. Profits from current production, that would be corporate profits with inventory valuation and capital consumption adjustments. It's like Nancy Pelosi in the U.S. House of Representatives. They have a San Francisco address. It's a corporation. They're also known as operating or economic profits. Capital consumption adjustments, that's all the time she flies back and forth between San Francisco and Washington, D.C., dining, dancing, and drinking on board the aircraft, apparently, at a huge price to the taxpayer. Capital consumption adjustment deals with differences in depreciation allowances used for accounting and income tax purposes. Inventory valuation adjustment, that's the IVA, deals with difference in measuring the cost of inventory replacement. And then it goes on, talks about book profits, etc. Again, one of the reasons I like to bring this out is to increase all of our understanding of these various indicators and to understand the language, the meta language behind the news. This is the stuff that's driving a lot of the economic news that you hear. But we don't go back to the simple and common sources. We go to, you know, Bloomberg or someplace else. Farm prices. The Department of Agriculture releases at the end of the month the index of prices received by farmers for the current month. This report is entitled Agricultural Prices. Prices received represent sales from producers to first buyers. Now, that's an important statement, from producers to first buyers. Let's say you're out there growing, let's say, organic soybeans, as a friend of mine does, and the first buyer might be the co-op, the grain bin, whoever's going to store it. So it's not a total thing. It's just like the other day we hear about the Arabica and the Robusto coffee. There's a decline in the production of Arabica due to weather problems, and so more of the coffee coming into America, North America, is this Robusto stuff out of Vietnam and elsewhere in Asia. All right. Well, if you look at how much they're getting for coffee, that's coffee beans, first product, first buy per bag of coffee. You're not, you're only talking like a buck and a quarter or something like that. But you go to the grocer, and after they run it through the roasters and put it in tin cans and get it to the grocery for you, it's running about $10. So it's always the farmer that takes it in the shorts, and it's all the middlemen that make profit on it. By the time you get around to seeing it, it's so heavily overpriced that it's hardly worth taking home. But anyway, why investors care, and there's more to it there. So that's some of that. Let's go into a little bit different tack here and look at some of the things that are happening as far as Congress is concerned. Right now, there's just an absolute, plethora, to use Doug Owens' frequently used term, of articles that are going to be coming out for the next 30 days as we look to what's happening politically in this mad scramble dash across the finish line to regain control of the House and the Senate for the Republicans. WellPoint, AT&T, Altria. Altria, of course, this is your Philip Morris tobacco company under a new name. WellPoint, AT&T, and Altria try to sway state elections as redistricting looms. This off of Bloomberg by Jonathan Silent. WellPoint, Inc. Now, again, WellPoint, what's that all about? You know, this is your hospitals. These are your healthcare providers. These are the people that have a definite profit to gain in the Obamacare program. WellPoint Inc. has given $842,000 to a group backing Republicans running for statewide offices. We'll pick that up right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article off the Bloomberg, WellPoint, AT&T, Altria try to sway state elections as redistricting looms, Jonathan Silence writing. Again, WellPoint Inc. has given $842,000 to a group backing Republicans for running for statewide offices this year, almost as much as the company has donated to candidates in U.S. congressional elections. So you remember the change in the election law where the corporations can donate to groups and that the groups needn't report it as campaign contributions. And this is going to continue to be more important as we go down the road further and further into this socialist global world order that we're in. The contributions made by the nation's largest health insurer underline the attention that companies are giving to state races. Now, we've been hearing about, 10th Amendment and everybody's, vocal, local and all that. That's right. It's back in, 2004, when I first started to come onto this thread coming out of Tavistock, knowing that they were going to be focusing on the local, all right, and as I state in my little intro oft times, as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal, local, to block the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. All right? So having known about this for a long time, now we're seeing it. All right, let's see how it's working. The contributions by the nation's largest health insurer underlined the attention that companies are giving to state races. Right? They basically are sawing off the federal government. It's been so discredited over the years that it's just, you know, it's almost irrelevant. And they're just, you know, pirating and thieving. They're taking everything just like Bill and Hillary Clinton. You know, they took all of the W's off the keyboards in the computers in the White House when they vacated this whole program. This is the way it's going down. It's basically just goes back and revisits with Leo Strauss, the godfather, the mentor, the mental mindset behind the neocons, with this idea of the city of speech and the city of crime. Very Machiavellian, very dialectic, but nevertheless, it's a city of speech and it's a city of crime. It's a crime mob running the government. But, again, the attention is going to the states, the state races, even as those campaigns are overshadowed by federal elections that will determine which party controls Congress, knowing full well that it's all based upon voluntary compliance, and that voluntary compliance starts at the state level, then at the county level. Actually, it's really the regional level, then at the county level, and then at your city level, and then finally down to you, the individual. It's all based on voluntary compliance and public buy-in, so the real focus is on the states. They've got to get the states to buy into this stuff, because if they don't, the states may pass legislation or fail to fund or fail to implement federal and international rules and regulations. So again, the article. Contributions by the nation's largest health insurer underline the attention that companies are giving to state races, even as those campaigns are overshadowed by federal elections that will determine which parties control Congress. WellPoint, AT&T Incorporated, and Altria, you know, all this tobacco tax money, folks, is huge money for the states. And Altria is in here pumping and levying. This whole idea that when Barry the Usurper came in, one of the first things he did was stab me in the heart by dropping a $17-plus tax on every pound of rolling tobacco that I buy. I've been forced to have to buy the crappiest tobacco in the world, and I'm taking, you know, it's actually damaging my health, the son of a F and B. You know, anyway, so just I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to repeal that piece of legislation and get that monkey off our backs. And it's destroyed. It's destroyed the tobacco growers, especially the Native American tobacco growers. I mean, we used to get, you know, American Spirit Tobacco, Sky Dancer, and some of the others from the tribes around here. And now in the tobacco shops, they got it, but it's not selling. And you can tell why, because it's about $40 a sack. You know, that's just too much. People aren't buying it. Continuing. At stake is the makeup of legislatures that will redraw congressional districts next year and decide on issues such as to whether to chip away at the nation's new health care law. And we're talking more about that in this morning's broadcast. But again, this redistricting is important, too. This is part of the process, all the real drive and focus on the census so that they can show, you know, redistrict. You can get rid of a lot of enemies if you can gerrymander them out of existence, and that's just changing the boundary lines. Continuing, the election this time has a more important impact than in past years, said Paul Smith, a congressional redistricting expert with the law firm of Jenner and Block LLP in Washington, and it will be multiplied over future elections as redistricting is used by the majority party, in this case the Democrats, to redraw the electoral map to increase its chance of winning seats. Right? So the people that have the majority get to draw, define the maps. Democrats may have the most to lose with redistricting, however. Of the 27 state legislative chambers most likely to change hands after the November elections, 20 are now Democratic-controlled, said Tim Story, an elections analyst for the Denver-based National Conference of State Legislatures. And so even though we talk about it from the standpoint of left, right, you know, left, right paradigms and all these things, these guys are still into this. They're still in bed with it. Why? Well, because that they know that they've got huge financial backers that have something at stake for many years, intergenerational, in perpetuating this false, established two-party political system, and that they can use it effectively to continue to advance long-held belief systems in their party adherence. And, you know, that's important. Again, it's voluntary compliance. It also drops all the way down, you know, to your local county clerk or your, you know, small town clerks and things like that. These people actually believe the claptrap that they've been indoctrinated with in their parties. They're in lockstep with it. The Republican State Leadership Committee, the main fundraising arm for the party's candidates for lieutenant governor, state legislature, legislator, and attorney general. All right, the Republican State Leadership Committee. Now, if you don't know that, you don't know who to lobby. If you happen to have a candidate out there that's running for lieutenant governor, or you are a state legislator or hopeful, and or the attorney general, this, apparently, the Republican State Leadership Committee is the main fundraising arm, and if you don't have their support and you don't have their endorsement, you don't have a prayer. Son, I don't care how high you stand with the Constitution, you know? Anyway, they took in $12.8 million as of June the 30th, compared with $9.6 million for its Democratic counterparts. So they're getting their hat handed to them. In an Internal Revenue Service filing show, the Republican group received another $1.5 million on August the 31st from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce alone, the Chambers of Commerce. These are all the little businesses in towns and cities all across America. It is a huge lobby. It is a huge fundraiser. Right? Huge. Because everybody that runs a business in small towns and in most towns, and even in the big cities, belong, they've joined up, they signed up to the Chamber of Commerce. And they go to the meetings that the Chamber of Commerce has, all the little socials, the dinners, the galas, the banquets. And when they're there, they listen to the speakers from the Speakers Bureau. And that's how the international community is able to indoctrinate all of the businessmen in your area with the newest, the latest, greatest global scheme, the implementation of Agenda 21 and ICLEI and the rest of it, you know, sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism, windmills for Quixote, and all the rest of the programs that they have, all right? It's very important to understand the impact of the U.S. Chambers of Commerce and the International Chambres du Commerce. 17 of the biggest donors to the committee, whose chairman is Ed Gillespie, a former aide to President Jorge Bush, are companies. 17 of the biggest donors to the committee are companies. They include Walmart Stores Incorporated, ExxonMobil Corporation, as well as WellPoint. Also contributing were two trade groups, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America and the Entertainment Software Association, whose members include Walt Disney and Microsoft. You want to know why we have, you know, a newspaper after newspaper after newspaper with the vaccine advertisements, even in small-town America. It's because these are the people that they owe their allegiance to. The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, Entertainment Software Association, Walt Disney, Microsoft, Walmart, ExxonMobil. You want to know who's running America? This is where they can be found. People are concerned about how states are being run, said Gillespie. Now, how do they know that? Because they run polls. They watch. They go. They attend. They embed within the Tea Party. They listen. They listen and they pay attention. We don't. We don't all the time. But they do. And then they act upon what they've learned. Some people don't know how to act on what they learn, but they do. We'll be back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. months. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into the discussion here in regards to what's happening politically right now. You know, of course, this is largely a political broadcast. The whole idea of becoming vocal local, the idea of starting, you know, right where you are in your towns, your cities, your counties, your states, working at the local voting precinct level, developing precinct groups, you know, embedding within the established political parties. Sometimes, like I've said in the past, especially in the past 6 months, I sometimes wonder whether I'm doing something wise with my time. You know, I've been trying to share this ever since 2004, how very important it is to take this particular action step. I've got a plan B, I've got plan C, I've got plan D, but until we have a positive showing all across America in these 3,066 county committees that we've got for both parties, until we actually start growing inside the 177,000 local voting precincts all across America, we'll never even get off the ground here, all right? But while we've been piddling around and peeing on bushes, people like the Tea Party, the Sarah Palin Republicans, that group, and many others, Jinz is involved in it, you know, the Republicans are involved in it, the Democratic Party's doing the same, they're all out there, they're working the precincts, and they're still in control. What's a political party all about? It's to gain the proximity to or complete control of power. In other words, every 2 and 4 years, we actually have a revolution in America. And instead of having, you know, our thinking caps on and working effectively, taking over these political parties, blending them together, merging them together into one Democratic-Republican party for the period known as, that I call Operation Clean Sweep, and then voting them out of existence entirely, which all can be done legally, lawfully, and orderly in a period of 4 years. Instead, we just keep niggling and diggling around. You know, I sometimes it's so frustrating. We hear about all of these individual solutions to global problems. Well, you can file a conditions proceeding, and you can get a three-cornered hat, and you can get a Title IV flag, and you can, you know, raise your patent and do all of this other stuff. And in the meantime, the whole house is being swept away. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, and they were selling, they were giving in marriage and taking in marriage, and they knew not, and the flood came and swept them all away. All things continue as they were. Anyway, so what we're reporting on here is where the money is coming into these parties and how they're being driven from within and through the creation of the election laws and the statute laws that run with it. All of it basically is constitutional according to the constitution they operate under. These guys are cementing further and further, closing more and more doors, making it more and more difficult to have effective political action from a grassroots level, which can be done. I mean, we showed that in the last election cycle with for Ron Paul of how powerful it can be for people to become elected as delegates in their county caucuses and emerge as a block at a state convention. You can turn parties upside down in just a few months. Pop them inside out. Rewrite the platform and move towards greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. If you but try. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Nationwide, Democrats now control 60 state legislative chambers to 36 for the Republicans. You can see how unlikely it's going to be with a mix like that nationwide to overturn or to block Obamacare and the in implementation of ICLEI Agenda 21 in your state. Democrats control 60 state legislative chambers. Not to say that the Republicans are going to block it. Right, don't make that mistake. But if we could get the revolving door going, if we can get the turnstile a spinning and start slapping these critters on the butt, change the composition, then all of those old long-held alliances start to fall away, and we have more people on the floor presenting bills and speaking truth to power and advancing repeals and blocking and blocking and blocking, which is about the only option I see short of bloodletting. And this bloodletting is going to be a major one because 9/10 of Americans are basically ignorant of our founding documents. They don't understand where they live. So it'll be like Greece. You take the poles, the rods out of your closet and tie a red flag on them and go to town, beat hell out of everybody. All right, that's the communist, Rapid Rudy's road to rapid revolution, all right? And I can tell you, a closet rod does a real good job on a cop. 6 feet long, inch and a half in diameter, tie a red flag on it and swing it with all you got. And take him right to the ground. Anyway, used to it. Michael Sargent, executive director of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, said he wasn't concerned. Quote, "We're used to be outspent by Republicans. The $842,000 that Indianapolis-based WellPoint and a subsidiary gave to Gillespie's group for state elections was up from $35,000 in 2008. Look at the change. Look at the change. Up from $35,000 2 years ago to $842,000. You think they have an interest in Obamacare? WellPoint was critical of aspects of Barry the Usurper's health care overhaul. State officials must put provisions of the law in place, and some state attorney generals are suing to overturn it in court. The two tobacco companies among the largest corporate givers, Winston-Salem, North Carolina-based Reynolds American Inc., donated more than $600,000 to the Republicans and about $60,000 to the Dems. And Richmond, Virginia-based Altria, the largest tobacco company, contributed $418,000 to the Republicans, $155,000 to the Democrats. We're active participants in the political process, said David Sutton, an Altria spokesman, Mara Payne, A Reynolds spokeswoman had no immediate comment. But what's important there? We're active participants in the political process. They most certainly are. Right. Now, there's nothing at all stopping an independent, if you will, minded candidate from approaching these PACs if you have a better idea. But they just have to finance these parties to go along with the agendas based on platform issues that they may or they may not agree with, unless they're actually investing in a particular candidate. So things aren't all just, you know, dyed in the wool yet. The decisions that are made in these state houses have a direct impact on our quality of life, Gillespie said. This year, it also has a big impact on the composition of Congress. Of course, it always does midterm. Well, let's get a little bit more. This is going to continue the same discussion. House Republicans plot a budget strategy to scuttle Obama's health overhaul. Alex Wayne writing for Bloomberg today. A push by Republicans to scuttle the U.S. health overhaul by denying funding through the House's constitutional control over appropriations is gaining money or momentum. So you've got these two opportunities. One, you've got three. One is amendment, to pass an amendment, to amend a section. Two is to repeal a section of a piece of legislation. And three is to deny its funding. So it just dies on the vine. Yeah, you have something on the book. You know, Congress shall have the authority to lay and collect an income tax. Well, they have the power, but if they can't ever get forward with it, they can't do it. Right? So the idea again here, the leading sentence, a push by Republicans to scuttle the U.S. health overhaul by denying funding through the House's constitutional control over appropriations is gaining momentum. Representative Todd, and I don't know how to pronounce this fellow's last name. I thought it was a misspelling or something, typographical error, but the guy's name is actually T-I-A-H-R-T. Oh, my. Maybe, I don't know where he's from. Tia, huh? Now, how do you say something like that? It doesn't have any phonetic pronunciation that I'm aware of. Anyway, Representative Todd, let's call him that, of Kansas, the senior Republican on the House Appropriations Subcommittee, said that defunding strategy is a very serious idea that's gaining support upon party members emboldened by the response of constituents in their home areas. All right? It goes back to this Karen Quinn Tostada's idea of you don't buy, you don't comply, and you ask why. So it's one of these three, defunding. You don't buy. You don't buy into this thing. You don't provide them any money. And if they don't have any money, they can't go forward. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned for hour number two.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, starting our second hour. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcast Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. First hour, talked about financial stuff, always like to do that. Keep our finger on the pulse of the economy. Going into some political discussion now. Got a very, very important 30 days ahead of us to the November the 2nd election. Hope everybody has done your homework, that you're intending to vote. I know, I've heard the argument. Well, I hope you're intending to vote anyway. And that you're going to become active right where you are. You know, support the local candidates. Oh, you don't know who's running. Well, damn it, do something. Find out about it. You got 30 days. Invest yourself. You don't have to be involved in politics. You don't have to be involved in your local government. But if you're not involved in politics, you're not involved in local government, then just be quiet. Stop your complaining. You get exactly what you deserve going forward. And I don't care what the claptrap argument against that is. I've been hearing it for too many years. Anyway, back to the article. Polls have suggested Republicans may win a majority in the House in November. Unless they also capture the Senate, which is unlikely according to surveys, repeal legislation isn't expected to pass both houses and reach the usurper's desk despite the Republican Pledge to America. What are they saying? All right? Because that Pledge to America repeals as its top priority a strategy for defeating the usurper's administration's legislation. And, you know, as I've mentioned before and known in the chat room, you know, if I were to be remembered for anything in my life, rather than, you know, the author or the talk host or whatever, I'd like to be known as William the Repealer. God, if we could just repeal this stuff. For every piece of legislation that is passed, they should be required to repeal a dozen more. You know, if you're going to bring something to the floor, bring a cardboard box full of trying to stay nice on the air here this morning, a little bit ticked off, but bring a box full of the garbage with you, all right, that we can get rid of. Don't tell us about another law. Don't tell us about another program or agency. Show us how we can get rid of 10 or 12 more, and then we'll consider your piece of legislation. Again, repeal is easy to understand if you're an angry voter, and we've got to be more than just angry voters. We need to look at this thing as being stockholders in a corporation, because that's what we are, basically. Stockholders in a huge, not just one corporation, but an unknowable number of corporations. I mean, every time you turn around, you're going to discover that you're interacting with another corporation inside of this milieu. And we need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, trying to figure this stuff out. But, you know, I've heard a lot of really interesting legal arguments. That's why we brought in that whole study. Well, I didn't go into it as deeply as we could have gone into it, certainly with 600 pages of material available. Legal research and writing for the paralegal is a worthy study. But I bring that to your attention just so that we know how you go about looking into the statutes, how you go about looking into the case law and try and figure out and anticipate, you know, how to write your articles and how to do your research and how to present things on air. I'm certain that we're not going to be able to find any justice in our criminal justice system because, unfortunately, our justice system is criminal. Continuing, repeal is easy to understand if you're an angry voter. As Republicans prepare to confront the usurper in his 2012 reelection campaign. Now, I would hate to think that here we are with 30 days away, and you have perhaps, and I would say that with a show of hands, 99 and 9 tenths percent of the people listening are not county committee men or county committee women. They did not declare their candidacy. They did not run, and they did not win. And so we're in no better position today than we were 2 years ago when I first came on air on the other networks. But I would certainly hope that as we look forward to 2012, we won't make the same mistake next time and be just as short on ammunition 2 years from now. Well, we'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again looking at this rather lengthy article off the Bloomberg website. You can find it up there yourself this morning. It's the budget strategy. The Republicans plot a budget strategy to scuttle Obama's programming. But this is a very revealing article because I'm confident that it will show you what we're going to be talking about for the next 2 years. Everything coming out of Congress is going to have its roots in this article. All right, so we've got repeal is easy to understand if you're an angry voter. We've got the idea of defunding going on here. In the meantime, the strategy to attack funding for the overhaul promises to produce a year of political skirmishing. The White House says denial of money would block consumer protections and deprive senior citizens of added Medicare benefits. All right, it's always Medicare Part A, Part B. It's always the seniors looking for their, you know, meds. Some kind of a refund on their generic medications. A funding stalemate may spurt a government shutdown and produce a backlash against Republicans, said Joseph A. Antos, an American Enterprise Institute scholar and overhaul critic. These are the talking points we're going to hear about for the next 2 years after this election is over. You can't defund all of it, said Antos, who's also an advisor to the Congressional Budget Office in an interview. The Congressional Budget Office estimates it will take as much as $20 billion over the next decade to build federal agencies and programs required by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Over $20 billion over the next decade. You remember the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, 175,000 people and $20 billion. All that's been forgotten. Now it's probably in the trillions, and they probably have 400,000 employees. Anyway, going forward, the law is designed to add as many as 32 million people to insurance rolls by 2014, and this is why WellPoint's involved here. That's why the Republicans are going here. You don't think that the insurance company has a huge lobby in the background? Guess again. Under the legislation, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services must establish health insurance exchanges for consumers to use to buy coverage, manage an expansion of the Medicaid program, and increase regulation of insurance. Health and Human Services and the IRS will have to determine who's eligible for tax credits to purchase insurance. Blah, blah, blah. Huge stuff going on in here. We're only halfway through this article. I'm going to drop it right there. The rest of it's on the net. Jump up and take a look at it. Here's a little bit more along the same line. Then we're going to bank regulation, same problem. The usurper has basically shaped the next 20 years with this legislation, if it stands. We're going to be seeing, we won't know. We won't know until it's been passed, will we? We won't know until they're all on us. And then we'll wonder why we didn't do anything. Just like today, we wonder why our grandparents and parents didn't do anything about stopping Social Security and the Internal Revenue Service. And how was it possible that nobody said anything and everybody turned in their gold? And Franklin Delano Roosevelt stole our gold. And Nixon stole our silver. Why were we in World War I? Why did we fight the Germans? It's tiresome. The U.S. Congress approved stopgap legislation to keep the federal government from shutting down as lawmakers headed home to campaign for the November the 2nd midterms. Right? Stopgap legislation to keep the federal government from shutting down. They always got to keep financing this thing. Lawmakers, having failed this year to adopt a budget, the usurper hasn't been able to adopt a budget, agreed on a measure known as a continuing resolution. Of course, adopting a budget doesn't do anything if you don't stick to the budget. Adopting a budget doesn't mean anything if you know about the CAFRA, man. Budgets are meaningless. Agreed on a measure known as a continuing resolution to keep most government programs on their current budgets until after Congress reconvenes in November. The measure was approved by the Senate 69-30 yesterday before the House voted 228-194 earlier today to send it to the usurper. We may not agree on much, this is a quote, but I think with rare exception, all 100 senators want to get out of here and get back to their states, close quote, said Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Nevada Democrat. Arizona Republican John McCain accused Democrats of shirking one of Congress's most basic tasks, writing a budget. Well, how did the Republicans do, John? How y'all do with your budgets? Quote, we're one day away from the end of the fiscal year, and this body has not considered a single one of the annual appropriations bills, close quote. McCain said, quote, the simple fact that we're considering this continuing resolution is evidence of the majority's inability to lead. Left, right, left, right. Lawmakers also adjourned without approving Jack Lew's nomination to the head of the White House Budget Office. His confirmation has been blocked by Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu, who is demanding the administration loosen its deep water drilling moratorium in the Gulf of Mexico. Current levels. Democrats rejected the administration's request to include tens of billions of dollars in additional spending items amid concern over the federal deficit. Extend the government backing of home loans up to $729,750. Government backing of home loans up to almost $1 million. Who in their right mind? I mean, $729,000 for a house. Unbelievable. In 2008, lawmakers increased the size of the loans that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, now broke, and the Federal Housing Administration, that's FHA, were allowed to insure as a part of an effort to boost house prices. What were they doing? Boosting housing prices. Why? They were boosting housing prices. That's revenue for your counties, folks. That's assessed valuation. That's revenue for your realtors because they get a percentage of that. That's going to be revenue for the Fed as they take a 3.8% tax on every house that gets sold. Unbelievable stuff this morning. Here's another one. Regulators to give Dodd-Frank progress report amid the rulemaking delays. All this up on Bloomberg this morning. Started looking at this stuff about 5:30. Unbelievable. U.S. lawmakers summoned banking watchdogs to Capitol Hill today. They didn't bring any pit bulls. Got a couple of basset hounds, you know, and a poodle. Anyway, the U.S. lawmakers summoned banking watchdogs to Capitol Hill today for the first progress report on implementing July's financial regulatory overhaul amid reports that deadlines may be missed and rules postponed. They passed these horrendous pieces of legislation, hundreds and hundreds of pages long, and then they start in on the process of trying to make policy, write policy on this stuff. And it's dreadfully slow, exceedingly complex. But they don't seem to care. They just throw it all into place. Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Bernanke, Deputy Treasury Secretary Neil Wolin, and the heads of agencies, including the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, may lay out challenges they face in enacting Wall Street's biggest overhaul since the Great Depression. This week, the FDIC delayed a vote on its first major rulemaking. Rules, right? Statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable rulemaking. Last week, the Commodities Future Trading Commission Chairman, Gary Gensler, that's the CFTC, looking at a list of rules his agency must pass for derivatives markets, said some policies may not meet statute-imposed deadlines. Overworked, understaffed, and underpaid.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're certainly not looking at a solution when we're looking at this article. What we're looking at is a continuation of the disease, and it's getting worse and worse as it metastasizes within the very body politic. Continuing along here, it says, look, we're human, Gensler said during a September the 21st speech at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Certainly something will slip. Well, Gensler's the head of the CFTC. What's he saying and all that? He's saying that they're not going to be able to meet the deadlines, that they're not going to be able to write all these rules and regulations, that all of this claptrap about, you know, getting the, reining in the banksters, reining in Wall Street, all that stuff, it's just laying out there. It's window dressing. I would guess there's one thing that we will definitely hear from them, and that's, quote, senators, we are pretty overwhelmed right now. Senator Bob Corker, a Tennessee Republican, said in an interview yesterday. I think senators understand this. Congressmen understand this. Even your local town clerk understands this. It's always the same thing in government. It's always overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. The solution to everything is more people, more money, more time. It's axiomatic in government. FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair, the SEC Chairman Mary Shapiro, and the Acting Comptroller of the Currency, John Walsh, will also face the Senate Banking Committee today. The witnesses each have voting seats on the Financial Stability Oversight Council. Talk about Soviet programming. A new regulator monitoring systemic risk. It is set to meet for the first time tomorrow. Quote, we're asking the regulations, policies, the Administrative Procedures Act. We're asking the regulators to lay out their plans over the coming weeks and months on how they're going to develop the regulation. So the first thing to do is lay out the plan on how they're going to develop the regulation. Then maybe they'll be able to figure out regulations. Here's a little bit more. This bill is over 800 pages long, and we have left a lot for the regulators. Yeah, they left all the miracles for the regulators. But because they left all the miracles for the regulators in their 800-page bill, it's a sure thing. There ain't no regulation coming out of it. Obviously, they're going to have a lot to say on how all of this works. And that's really a problem because they left it wide open. They left the shotgun and all the shells, you know, on the coffee table. And then the parents left the house and left the children and the babysitter in the house. And here comes the children. Here comes the babysitter. The Fed, the Treasury, and banking agencies responsible for executing the rules outlined by Congress, have spent the past few months preparing a slew of rules making. The Federal Reserve, the Treasury, and the banks. They have a slew of rules they want to impose now. I thought this was supposed to take care of these guys. This was supposed to rein them all in. Guess again. The day after the usurper signed the law, the CFTC had 20 staff members at the SEC headquarters to coordinate implementation. Within a week, the agency was meeting with the Fed on the derivatives provisions, trying to coordinate one of the most complicated undertakings, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and goes on. I'm only halfway into the article, right? A lot more there. Here's a little bit more. Because what we're seeing now is a big shift. A big shift away from Benjamin Bernanke. And they're looking forward. You know, and the Fed. Audit the Fed. Right? Symptoms. Victims. Without ever addressing the disease. Fed presidents are far from unanimous on need for further monetary easing. There'll be no end to this Federal Reserve until we get Congress under our belt. There ain't going to be any. How did the Federal Reserve come into existence? An act of Congress. Treasonous, traitorous, treacherous whores that they were. And a signature of a president. You can get rid of the Federal Reserve by tomorrow morning if you wanted to. But you're going to have the political will in Congress to do it. Federal Reserve officials are publicly disagreeing over the benefits of pursuing new monetary stimulus in a sign that Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke hasn't secured a consensus on whether to buy more treasuries. And it matters little whether you stay in the United States for your news on this issue or whether you go to England or any place else. Everybody is saying basically the same thing, right? They're not necessarily sure that quantitative easing, I read the article yesterday from Pritchard, they're not quite sure that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, his quantitative easing number two, is going to do the trick. Policymakers have the tools to act and should respond vigorously, creatively, thoughtfully, and persistently to slow recovery, to a slow recovery. Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren said yesterday, don't imagine that he's, you know, Irish, in a New York speech. Separately, Philadelphia Fed President Charles Plosser said in New Jersey that the central bank risks its credibility by taking actions such as additional securities purchases that may help the labor market. The differing views show that if Bernanke aims to restart the Treasury purchases in November, as some economists project, he may have to do so over the objections of some of the Jewish central bankers. Central banking officials. All right. That won't stop him if economic data on hiring, prices and overall demand remains weak. Joseph Gagnon, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute. The Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, who worked at the Fed Board from 1987 to 2009. Lots of words in here, but you can see where we're going. Bernanke's going to do it again. It's going to be more quantitative easing. It's on the horizon. Bernanke was always able to have a coalition to do what he wanted. He will have the votes. Gagnon said there is a mandate. Congress has said what they are supposed to do, and they are not achieving that. There is a mandate. We'll find out more about that in a moment. Prices of the U.S. Treasuries dropped in late New York trading yesterday, pushing the yield on the 10-year note higher for the first time. Blah, blah, blah. Talked about that this morning. Prepared to ease. Quantitative easing. Loaning more money into existence. Just turning on the printing press, and running it wide open. The Fed's Open Market Committee said September the 21st that it's prepared to ease monetary policy if needed to support its mandate to achieve stable prices and full employment. It's mandate to achieve stable prices and full employment. This is the Federal Reserve's mandate. Inflation measures are, quote unquote, somewhat below levels the Fed panel judges consistent with its mandate, the Fed statement said. Quote, my view is that it is important that policymakers be open to implementing policies consistent with achieving full employment and an appropriate level of inflation within a reasonable time frame. There's your clue. All right. An appropriate level of inflation. So they've been able to keep the inflation down, the noticed inflation down. They've been able to keep the interest rates at or near zero. Target rate is 0.25%. Been that way for a long time. They've been able to keep the interest rates down. We've been reporting on that every morning. The yield on the 2-year bond at 0.43%, the 15-year mortgage at 3.83%, all low interest. But we ain't seen the inflation yet, darling, and we're going to start to see it, all right? And an appropriate level of inflation within a reasonable time frame. Now things are going to start to get expensive. Plosser, by contrast, said that it's difficult, in my view, to see how additional asset purchases by the Fed, even if they move interest rates on long-term bonds down by 10 or 20 basis points, will have much impact on the near-term outlook for employment. Because I see a little gain at this point and some cost, I'd prefer not to engage in further asset purchases at this time, he added. In other words, buying up more debt. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so carrying on just a little bit further in this very long article off the Bloomberg website, basically, you know, this is the financial picture, folks, in more ways than one. Bernanke told economists gathered at Princeton University on September the 24th, that's just a few days ago, that the economic recovery lacked, quote, sufficient vigor to significantly reduce the high level of unemployment. Right? Let's take that to the bank. Here's another quote. He probably feels the right thing to do is to ease policy further. Ease policy further. Quantitative easing. Loaning more money into existence. Buying more debt. said Perley, who until July was a member of the Fed Board's Monetary Affairs Division staff, quote, "The questions now are whether the benefits are worth the costs, and if they are, what is the best way to implement asset purchases?" Asset purchases. Continuing. Fed officials meet next for 2 days on November the 2nd and the 3rd, when they'll also discuss their latest forecast for inflation, growth, and unemployment for the next 3 years. And the Fed? Don't even think about it. All right? Ain't happening. Here's a little bit more to confirm that. All right? How far out these Feds are already planning. Yellen, Raskin, win Fed board confirmation as a vote on monetary easing nears. Monetary easing. The U.S. Senate confirmed Janet Yellen as the vice chairman of the Fed Reserve, along with a second nomination to the central bank's board, clearing the way for their votes on possible new measures to boost the economy. The chamber approved Yellen, currently the president of the San Francisco Fed, and Sarah Bloom Raskin, Maryland's Commissioner of Financial Regulation, in voice votes last night ahead of Congress's adjournment for the November the 2nd midterm elections. All right? So we're going to bring in more women onto this and balance it out in the old Noahide fashion, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. All right? Yellen, 64, and Raskin, 49, will join the Fed's Board of Governors as policymakers debate taking action to reduce borrowing costs, and help lower unemployment persisting near a 26-year high. How are you going to reduce borrowing costs any further than they've already been reduced? Unless the money is freed up and people actually have any confidence in the system. I mean, nobody's tripping over themselves to get into a bank to borrow money at this time, are they? That you know? Some economists predict Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel Bernanke and his colleagues, will resume large-scale asset purchases or quantitative easing at the central bank's November 2nd and 3rd policy meeting. So they're going to be meeting while the polls are open. And the Fed? Yes, again. The ranks of the policymakers who are more willing to act and believe that quantitative easing can be effective just went up. It's coming, said Vincent Reinhardt, the Fed's monetary affairs director from 2001 to 2007. Yellen, who has participated in Fed policy meetings this year without voting, may become a more forceful advocate for action now. These writers aren't stupid. Those words didn't just fall out, you know, of thin air. That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt calling out for action and action now to be given broad, sweeping political power. Action and action now. Action is a very important word to these globalists. That her confirmation is no longer pending, Reinhardt said. In its September 21 statement, the Fed's Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, said it's prepared to ease monetary policy if needed and that inflation is below what's consistent with the central bank's congressional mandate for maximum employment and stable prices. But stable prices and low inflation, they're going to increase the inflation rate. Watch. Now, as everything that you need goes up in price and everything that you don't need goes down in price, as the inflation starts to ramp up, perhaps we'll just go ahead and make the big plunge and jump into hyperinflation. Watch the price of gold. It's likely to soar. The Fed has been operating with 4 of 7 governors since Vice Chairman Donald Cohn retired on September the 1st. I'd say that they've probably been firing on 2 out of 8 cylinders for decades. But anyway, Yellen will have a renewable 4-year term as a vice chairman and a separate term as governor through January of 2024. And the Fed? Raskin's term will run through January of 2016. So you might as well just, you know, get out your ballpoint pen, write their names on your palm, because you're going to be hearing more about Yellen and Raskin as the days move forward. Yellen said at a banking committee confirmation hearing on July the 15th that the central bank must focus on creating jobs and reducing painfully high unemployment. Raskin told the panel that the Fed's achievement of stable prices is only a partial victory when many American households continue to face the perils of unemployment. That means that we're not going to have stable prices, the prices are not going to be falling, that inflation is now going to be upon us. The Senate is only acting on two of Barry the Usurper's three nominees because the third, Peter Diamond, was forced to start the confirmation process over in August. Diamond's nomination was returned to the White House because of objections from at least one unidentified senator, and then they go on to discuss Richard Shelby, the unidentified senator. Anyway, Clinton appointments, they talk about more. Here's the last of these. Goolsbee. Those of you that have been listening to the broadcast the last couple of months, you've done web searches now, and you know who Goolsbee is, so we don't need to go into that. Goolsbee. Rather interesting name, Goolsbee. Not much of any kind of a genealogical record on the web for that name, Goolsbee, but there's lots of Goolsbees in Texas and a couple of other places. Where they came from on the planet, God only knows. Timothy R. Holman writing for Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper's chief economist, this is Goolsbee now, Austin Goolsbee, A-U-S-T-A-N, Austin. It's kind of like Allen. You know, you could be an Allen, or you can be Alan. The Alans are typically Jewish. The Alans are usually English without Jewish background, but that's just an observation. Barry the Usurper's chief economist said it will take time for administration efforts to bring down the jobless rate to bear fruit. The administration's efforts to bring down the jobless rate. Pray tell, what is that administration effort that has been trying to bring down the jobless rate? The unemployment rate is 9.6. Mr. Goolsbee is a liar. This is a quote out of his mouth. The unemployment rate is 9.6%. Mr. Goolsbee is a liar. Anything else he says, you can discount. And it takes a lot of time and effort to get that down. Close quote. Austin Goolsbee, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, said in an interview on Bloomberg Television. He's a public liar. Conversations with Judy Woodruff, to be broadcast this weekend, quote, what we are trying to do is unleash the private sector. Maybe he's been listening to Oracle Unleashed. What we are trying to do is unleash the private sector. Maybe he's been talking about my little analogy between freedom and liberty. All right, get that leash off of liberty, and it becomes freedom. He's going to unleash the private sector. What is that leash, Mr. Goolsbee? What is that leash? Unemployment, which was set at 7.7% in January of 2009 when the usurper took office, another lie, reached a 26-year high of 10.1% in October, another lie, and has been 9.5% or higher for the past year, another lie. The U.S. recession that ended in June of last year, another lie, led to the loss of 8.4 million jobs. That's probably a lie as well. The worst employment slump in post-World War II period. There may be truth in that. Obama signed legislation this week that will cut taxes and provide credit help for small businesses. Yeah, and in the health care bill, there's the provision for the 1099s that will drive small businesses out of business. We don't mention that here. The world's largest economy expanded at 1.6% annual rate last quarter after growing at 3.7% pace in the first 3 months, if you can believe the lying economist figures. The small business legislation provides $56 billion worth of tax cuts over the next 12 months, with the bulk coming through bonus depreciation, which allows companies to move more quickly right off the cost of their purchases. I don't imagine in this marketplace that people are going to be rushing out and be buying durable goods or copiers or fax machines or anything else. We need to keep doing more. And as we do that, the unemployment rate will eventually be coming down. We need to keep doing more. Goolsbee said. We need to be generating jobs. There's no get-rich-quick scheme to get us out of a thing that was a decade in the making. This man's a liar in the pits of hell.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so hard to shoehorn all in a broadcast, but we just do the best I can. I like to cover the news articles because it points to the other things that we've learned on this broadcast. Certainly in the past well over a year here and well over 2 years on the air now. But, you know, it does get to be the point where, the, you know, what do you put in? You know, you've got to know when to hold them, know when to throw them. Anyway, put way too much time into the news, but I don't think it was too much time. It just leaves me short of time. I wanted to go into this Progressive Party a little bit further. I also want to go back to the Kavli Prize, the 2010 Holdren's comments. Before I go over to Kavli in Oslo and the green weenies in the White House, let's jump back into this briefly. The objects of the Progressive Party is set forth in the incorporation papers issued in Albany, New York, on the 31st of July of 1912, were as follows. I've started this before. You can find it in the internet. Go back up and listen to the archives of the broadcast. But to promote by educational means and political action, social and industrial justice, social justice, and political liberty in the state and the nation, to advocate such legislation and administration as will secure to the people the effective control of all of the agencies of their government. This is prior to the Administrative Procedures Act and the absolute outpouring of executive agencies. Administration as a new branch of government, to advocate such legislation and administration as will secure to the people the effective control of all the agencies of their government. Again, they're still talking about people. They're still talking about their government, not governance. This is prior to 1933. This is prior to stealing all of our gold and declaring bankruptcy. Continuing, just way down in it. All associations and organizations formed for like purposes throughout the state of New York and the United States of America. The preamble of the platform of the Progressive Party states that, quote, the conscience of the people in a time of grave national problems has called into being a new party born of the nation's awakened sense of justice, close quote. Right, Teddy Roosevelt, Bull Moosers, the Progressive Party, etc. Their platform, we've gone through a few of these before. I'm going to jump over here and just carry on where we left off. A protective tariff to equalize conditions of competition between the United States and foreign countries, both for the farmer and the manufacturer, and which shall maintain for labor an adequate standard of living, an immediate downward revision, a nonpartisan scientific tariff commission, the repeal of the Canadian Reciprocity Act. Full and immediate inquiry into the high cost of living, the improvement of the national currency system. Boy, did we ever get that. Conservation and national control of natural resources, developing the development of our rivers, especially the Mississippi and its tributaries, the use of the Panama Canal for American benefit, free from control of American railroads, and American coastwise trade to be exempt from tolls, public ownership of the national resources of Alaska, public ownership, equal suffrage to men and women, limitation of campaign contributions and expenditures, registration of lobbyists, the prohibition of federal appointees from holding office in state or national political organizations, the restriction of the power of the courts, restriction as to injunctions and contempt proceedings in labor disputes, the establishment of a Department of Labor, the reestablishment of the Country Life Commission, development of agricultural credit and cooperation, establishment of a centralized national health service, revision of the patent law, power to value the physical property of railroads by the Interstate Commerce Commission, the abolition of the Commerce Court, construction of a national highway system, extension of the rural delivery systems, a graduated inheritance tax, and ratification of the income tax amendment to the Constitution, judicial and other peaceful means for settling international differences, an international agreement for the limitation of naval forces, protection of the rights of American citizenship at home and abroad, increased care of our immigration population, a wise and just policy of pensioning American soldiers and sailors and their widows and children, the creation of a parcel post, extension and strict enforcement of the civil service law, readjustment of the business methods of the national government, protection against worthless investments by means of new legislation, creating governmental supervision. Sound familiar, folks? Left, right, left, right. Progressives, liberals, conservatives, progressives, liberals, conservatives. You can't get away from it. Parties and factions, the founders warned us against it. But so much of what was put out in the Progressive Party's platform has come to pass. Just as these things that I'm about to share with you and continue to share with you until we've read them all are going to come to pass. This is Holdren, all right, in Norway, in Oslo, at the 2010 Kavli Prize, prize science thing. Here we go, slide number 5. So let me start with the proposition that global warming itself is a misnomer. See, this, what we heard in the news was this global climate disruption. We didn't hear the real words that he said, so let's hear what he had to say. So let me start with the proposition that global warming itself is a misnomer, and indeed a dangerous misnomer. Global warming implies something that's uniform across the planet. It's mainly about temperature that's gradual and it's quite possibly benign. What could be wrong with a little bit of warming? What's actually happening is none of these things. It's a highly non-uniform geographically. It's not just about temperature, but as we'll see in a moment, about a whole panoply of variables that make out the climate. It is rapid compared to the capacities for adjustment, the capacities of ecosystems, and the capacity of social and economic systems to adjust. And it's going to be harmful for most places and most times. Some places, for some time, will get some benefits from climate change, but most places, for most times, and increasingly so going forward, will suffer harm. We should therefore not be calling it global warming at all. It was, indeed, I think, a strategic mistake. Notice the word strategic, military terminology there. It was, I think, a strategic mistake to call it global warming. We should be calling it global climate disruption, even though that is a larger mouthful than global warming. And you see the mindset behind the change in names. It's really difficult. It's a misnomer, and it's a dangerous misnomer for them to use this because it's absolutely fundamental to their green agenda. Without this, they don't have an enemy. With this, they have a good one. And so they're going to call it global climate disruption instead of global warming going forward. Now let me turn to why the average temperature is not, in fact, the whole story. This is slide number 6. We do use the average surface temperature of the Earth as a proxy for climatic conditions that are much more complicated. But we need to understand as a society that climate is the patterns of weather, meaning the averages, the extremes, the timing, and the spatial distribution of not just hot and cold, but cloudy and clear, humid and dry, how much precipitation we get and what forms, when it melts, when it snows, how hard the wind blows. And again, when you're talking about climate change, what it really means is disruption of the patterns. Now I'll just stop right there because we're running out of time. And I would ask you to think about weather wars, the use of HAARP. Think about chemtrails. Think about man-made global warming and man-made global disruption, weather disruption. These people are not only capable of it, but these technologies have been with us for a very long time. Even in my dictionaries and encyclopedias, I can go back to articles published in the late 40s and early 50s, where through the use of aircraft, the people in the north central states of America were able to make appeals to companies to have them come in and cause rain, or to stop rain, or to do other things from air by dropping chemicals of various kinds. We're going to have global climate disruption going forward, and we've had it for a long time. And it is man-made, but unfortunately, it's only a problem as long as these batards are still in power. We'll be back.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.